us that they wanted to be here in Dayton. They themselves did a long, exhaustive search of places that they could go to put their corporate offices, and this is what they chose. They're planning to build out about 23,000 square feet of space and bring about 60 jobs to Dayton. And the time frame that they're shooting for is this year. And so it requires a little bit of build out of the space. Now, this development agreement in particular is for $100,000 in EDGE money. This is not City of Dayton money. The City of Dayton involvement in the Midmark project is the DEEP program. So should they perform as they expect to, then they'll be involved in, or they'll be awarded a DEEP payment from the DEEP program. So again, this is just to approve development agreement that's required for us as the applicant to the EDGE program to be able to pay Midmark reimbursement of those expenses. So again, it's $100,000 for this location.
Just so people listening know, what's the source of that money? It's the county, right?
It's the county money, yes.
And where are they getting it from? Sales tax?
Sales tax, that's correct. And they set aside $2 million a year, and they have two rounds a year. And this actually was awarded last year when they really became heavily involved in their search for a location here in the city of Dayton.
I just want to make that clear, because so many people say, oh, we're spending our income tax money on incentives, and it's tax money, sales tax, but it comes from a different source.
Correct.
I'd just like to congratulate staff and on this. I think this is a really big deal that Midmark is coming to downtown, or to the Dayton area, greater downtown area. It's something that we've worked hard. They're a company that's growing, has a long history in the greater region. The sales here. I've traveled up there a couple of times, and we're really excited, I think, to have them come. I mean, it'll be good private sector leadership, I think, coming from them, and just super pleased about this announcement. And appreciate the University of Dayton coming in to find us a space that will serve them and bring them inside the City of Dayton. So congratulations to everybody involved.
Thank you. And we are as equally thrilled to have a company like Midmark choose that location and choose Dayton with very much intentionality in what they're doing. It says a lot about the progress that we're making as far as economic development is concerned. So
it's a great win for the city.
Yes.
So we're excited about it.
Thank you.
That's all I had, your
honor. Okay. Commissioners, are there any comments on the city manager's recommendations? No. Ms. Lander, are there any citizens who wish to speak regarding calendar?
Yes, your honor. We have a total of two citizens that are registered to speak. The one citizen is registered to speak on calendar item number 4, the development agreement with Midmark Corporation, and the second citizen is registered to speak on calendar item number 9, which is resolution number 5960-13. At this time, I would like to state there is a 3-minute time limit. As you address the commission, we ask that you state your name and address for the record, and at that time, I will turn on the green light. When the green light comes on, you will have the 3 minutes to speak. After you have spoken 2.5 minutes, a yellow light will come on. You then will have 30 seconds remaining to speak. When the red light comes on, you'll be asked to cease your comment to take your seat. I call forward Mr. David Azzurati.
David Azzurati, 113 Bonner Street. And although it's been stated that these are EDGE dollars, these are still tax dollars, and I'd like to speak to that in general. Because Mr. Downs' paycheck comes out of those our tax dollars, and the time he spent doing that also counts. But people often say government would be improved if it was run like a business. But they never take the time to really discuss in depth what business the government should be in. Apparently, now the citizens of Dayton are in the medical cabinetry and furniture business, since our tax dollars are about to be invested in Midmark Corporation. The payback is supposed to be increased employment and tax revenue for the city, and while that sounds just fine and dandy, it makes me wonder why we chose Midmark over, well, anybody else. You see, tax dollars that are being handed over to Midmark came out of the pockets of people who are working two jobs just to make their house payment. And their house, well, it's worth less now because the house a few doors down went into foreclosure and is now occupied by a bunch of dope-using thieves who keep breaking the law and causing the police to visit, 22 times a year on average. Now, those hardworking residents have to buy security cameras, replace the chainsaws that have been stolen out of their garage 2 times, and they have to buy new bikes for their kids, a new lawnmower. You get the picture. Why do hardworking Daytonians pay taxes? To hire police officers to stop thieves? To pick up leaves or sweep streets? Apparently not. We pay taxes to invest in Midmark Corporation. Not only are we spending money on this Midmark giveaway, we pay our hard-earned money to hire a staff of economic development specialists who seem to believe that they are worth considerably more than the police officer on the street protecting citizens. What if we took those salaries instead, made sure that Dayton was a safe place to live, where our investments in things like bicycles, lawnmowers, chainsaws were protected? Maybe it would be easier to live in Dayton, take care of our property, and someone would want to live near us that didn't engage in crime on a daily basis. Crimes against us. You see, the criminals stealing my property aren't much different than what you are about to do. You are taking my hard-earned tax dollars and handing it over to someone else, someone who may even be a business competitor of mine. You're also robbing me of additional police resources, the stuff I thought my tax dollars were going to be used for. This isn't the first time the city has thought it was they were in a different business than providing services to their residents. I recall a recent initiative to bring a Kroger to the corner of Wayne and Wyoming. Millions of our tax dollars went to acquire options and property for a grocery store that never came. Just imagine, instead of spending over $1 million to own an empty lot, you'd spend it on doing the things the people's business, police protection. I might still have my bicycle and my chainsaw and my lawnmower, and I wouldn't be down here wasting my time trying to get the city to stop engaging in, quote, economic development, unquote, and try doing the business of the city, which means making our neighborhood safe and our city an affordable place to do business. You could probably even cut your income tax rate if you stop doing business that isn't any of your business, nor is it mine. The way you help Midmark is not by getting distracted from what the business of Dayton is. If you personally want to help Midmark, take your salaries to the stock market and buy stock in Midmark. But that's the only acceptable thing you should do for Midmark with my tax dollars. Yes, yes. Cheery.
Mr. Mike Riker.